called, you said you want to talk about life and death.
Yeah, I've been listening to the show for a bit, and I was listening to the abortion thing that you was going on about earlier on in the week. And that actually gave me some ideas about death when you were saying about you can't really kill something that's not a person yet.
That's not been born, yeah.
So, I'm not a religious person, and I don't know what your views are really on what happens to you when you die. But maybe it's just like before you were born, there's just nothing.
Yeah. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Do you think that's... I mean, I don't exactly know what your views are, Nick, on death.
Well, I can lay them out for you if you want.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay. I believe that... Well, I know, actually, because you can work it out with a rudimentary understanding of science, that you and I and everybody else listening to this show, we've all been around far longer than we can remember.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm presuming you don't remember being born.
Right.
Momentous event in your life, you can't even remember it.
Right.
And, you know, there's large parts of your life that you can't remember. You know, even if someone mentions it to you. I mean, I'll sometimes meet people in the street and I'm talking to them. And they obviously know me. I don't know them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you've met them somewhere and you can't remember who they are. And so, you know, our memories aren't exactly very good. So, we've been around longer than we can remember. And we're told that matter can't be created or destroyed. It can just be rearranged.
Yeah.
So, all death is just rearranging the parts that make up you.
Yeah, I'd go along with that.
So you're just rearranging stuff. And you're going to get rid of your memory, but I don't believe your memory makes you you. I think there's more to you than your memory. Now, some people don't agree with that, okay? Some people would say that if you were to forget everything right now, Tony,
yeah,
then you would no longer be you. You'd be someone else, right? I don't go along with that. If I lost my memory, I'd still want my family and friends to come visit me in hospital and talk to me as if I was me, because I think I would still be me.
Yeah.
You know, and if you knew someone who lost their memory, you'd go and see them as well. Because you'd want to see them, because you'd think they were actually still the same person. And I had an experience once where I did lose my memory, and I forgot everything. But I was still me.
Yeah.
You see, so I agree, I don't think losing your memory means that you're going to lose you. I think it's more complex than that, but I don't believe it's a religious thing. I don't believe in the idea of God create. I mean, people make a jump from that, right? People take that logic and then they go, right, so the Bible must be true because we must have souls and we must go off. And I don't believe in any of that stuff. I don't believe there's a God. I don't believe there's a God the creator. Definitely not. Because if you think about it, if matter can't be created or destroyed, that destroys the need for God the creator. It's been here forever. It's been here since the beginning of time and beyond. There was no beginning to time. It's always been here. Constantly, it'll never go.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me that there's...
So you don't believe in all this, like, you get to heaven and...
Well, that wouldn't make any sense, would it? I mean, your experience of life, Tony, is different to everybody else's experience of life.
Yeah.
And so there's kind of a cod logic to the idea that your experience of death will be similar to everyone, will be different to everybody else's experience of death. So when I die and you die, two different things will happen. It won't be the same. You know, we won't both go off into heaven or both go down into hell. We'll stay exactly where we are, unfortunately. And we might not be able to perceive what's happening to us anymore. But, you know, it'll be different. We'll have died on different spots. And whatever it is that composes us, we'll go off and do different things. You know, we might not even be able to control any of it anymore. I mean, from what we can tell, dead people don't seem to have much control of this world. But it's going to be a different experience for me, and it's going to be a different experience for you and everybody else listening to the show. But I don't actually believe we die in the sense that you can never, ever come back. Because like you say, before we were born, we were dead, and we came back, and we were born. And we know that after we're dead, people are going to be born again. Other people, not necessarily us, but there will be people born after us and so forth. You know, I could talk about this subject for years, actually, because it's something that fascinates me, but I don't want to send you to sleep, Tony.
Yeah. Right, so interesting. It's might sound a bit morbid to you, but I've been trying to get my head round it since my mum died about 3 years ago.
Hmm.
And I think I've just about got my head round it now. I don't believe there is anything after you die. I think that's just it. And these near-death
events. Hang on a minute, though. Think about this logically. So you think if you're dead, that you're dead forever and ever and ever and ever? Is that what you think?
Yeah, like it was before you were born. You just didn't...
But if you were dead forever and ever and ever and ever, if you were dead for an infinite period of time, that would mean that you would never exist in the first place.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Infinity can't have a beginning or an end. So if you'd have been dead, if you were dead forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, then that compared to your finite existence, you being alive for a little bit, the two things don't match up.
No.
It wouldn't make any sense. But as I say, this is what I think, and this is what makes sense to me.
No, I was just interested because I've never really heard you talk about it in that sort of depth.
But don't go making any jumps, right? I mean, when I talk to people about things like this, sometimes they'll go, how can you not be religious? I'm not religious. I don't believe there's any religious context to any of this. I just think if you look at it in the physical world and you take yourself out of your mind and you look at how the world works, that seems to be how things are. You know, that you can't destroy anything ever. You're just rearranging it some parts, you know? And, you know, so it depends how you define yourself. Listen, good to talk to you, Tony. Thanks for calling the show. Let's move on to the